Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Welcome in, everybody. Time for Conservatism and Common Sense. Big Al is chatting with Jim McKinney right now. Jim, as all of you are aware, is the chairman of the Re-Elect Trump Committee here in Whatcom County. I want to say one thing on that. I have talked with you, many of you folks, about my feelings about Donald Trump. I think that Donald Trump, I wish his personality was a little less abrasive. His abrasive personality seems to be allowing him to accomplish many of his goals, all of which center around eliminating the deep state, but he is making an awful lot of enemies, very serious enemies, by doing that, and I wish that he would have taken a different tact. I have come to the conclusion, though, that this upcoming election is not about Trump versus Biden. This upcoming election is all about right and wrong. I think the Democrats are going in entirely the wrong direction. They seem to be continuing to support activities like the constant rioting in Seattle, Washington, the constant rioting in Portland, Oregon, and I'm sure all over the country. Those are the two cities that I just happen to be very familiar with. As one of our neighbors said, I want my country back. I want my country back also. We don't need riots. We don't need physical abuse. We don't need even deaths because of some of the riots occurred in Seattle. We need common sense right here. Jim, let's talk about Trump attempting to eliminate the deep state. There you go. About Trump trying to eliminate the deep state because he realizes the negativity that it is causing. Let's talk about the negativity that his success to date has caused him and what we can do about it.
So there's a tremendous effort by a consortium of different groups to undermine him. And a big part of that is actually institutional government and members of that government inside Washington, D.C., that have basically have an administrative state that has decided that they are more powerful than the elected officials and, of course, more power than the senior executive. And we've got a combination of political actors, certainly led by the Democratic Party, as well as these anarchists, actually Marxist, some extremists that are attempting to undermine him in order to achieve their objectives, which is to run the world the way run the nation the way they see fit, including corporations, including a large number of actually even military officers in some respects. Unfortunately, it's a little bit disturbing. It's interesting in how hard he has to fight against this.
So what do we do about it, Jimmy?
So I believe he ran a campaign specifically on this. Donald Trump ran a campaign against the deep state, and he understands it. The problem is when you're one person and you have a small campaign staff and you haven't been in government before, it's difficult to understand how deep it goes. And what we can see is that in each one of these agencies, and they are massive, sprawling agencies with, you know, thousands, and in some cases, tens of thousands of employees. In some cases, the Department of Defense and Homeland Security, we're talking hundreds of thousands of employees, both, you know, military, but mostly civilian people that live inside a circle that don't understand the rest of the world. So the challenge is to actually figure out ways to reduce those size of those agencies and focus them back on to understanding that their role is to execute what the democratically elected leaders in a republic, what they decide to do, you know, what they want to do, that elections have consequences. There's been a move in our nation that it shouldn't matter who's in charge. We're just going to do it the way we want. And unfortunately, Obama really embedded a large number of people in some of the leadership positions in many of these regulatory agencies. So the first thing you can do is what Trump's doing. He's deregulating, and he's significantly reduced regulations. The second thing you should do is you should force people out. shrink the size of a lot of these government agencies. The third thing you should do is actually go after and try those that go against the actual rules and the laws that restrict people from intervening in government policies and politics in order to achieve their personal political goals and ends. And that's what we see happening with the Department of Justice. Slowly, AG Barr, a lot of people are worried about him, but he's working his way to, and he hasn't been in there for much more than a year, working his way back into getting some credibility in the justice system. Right now, we have no faith in it. So you've got to change the regulations, you got to reduce the workforce, and then you've got to hold people accountable. And that's where I think we need to go. And hopefully we'll see some indictments before this election season on the whole Russia collusion effort. And we'll see indictments from some of this actually conspiracy to undermine an elected government.
You know, it almost seems like an insurmountable task. This thing has gotten so complicated and so emotional. My liberal friends, for lack of better terms, many of whom are no longer friends of mine, have gotten absolutely as crazy as I am in my conservative view that I think this thing has to stop. Many of our liberal neighbors, Jimmy, don't even want to talk to us anymore because they feel that we are really undermining the country. They feel that everything that Obama was trying to do, et cetera, was spot on. They are as convinced in their feelings as we are in our feelings. And in all fairness to our friends, our neighbors, et cetera, and they should have the same philosophy that we do, we should all simply try to work together. Unfortunately, right now, that is not happening on the national level. The campaign between Biden, who is totally unfit for the job, in my opinion, and Trump has gotten absolutely out of hand. And given the fact that the media is 100% for financial reasons on the side of the liberals, America is not getting what I feel is the true story. Comments?
Yeah, so this comes down to emotions versus rational thinking. If you listen to the vast majority of mainstream media outlets right now, the animosity and the hate against this administration is so strong. And why is it? Because they are driving emotional reasons. You know, he's a dictator, he's a fascist, he's a misogynist, and he's just a bad guy. And that they perpetuate that statement. And you know what? Even you, when you're talking, you're like, yeah, this makes me uncomfortable. Why? Because they inundate you with that. And for people that are involved and care, they get emotionally tied up with it. If you're thinking rationally, you step back and look and say, wait a second, our economy, the border, security, pulling out of wars, you name the issues, we're doing much better on it rationally. But emotionally, oh, it's a bad guy leading. And that's exactly what they want to do. They want to create when I say they, I'm talking about media corporations, activists, the same people that we were talking about earlier, the extremists at some level, the anarchists and the Democratic Party for power purposes, and some Republicans that don't appreciate the president and want to keep that administrative state in power. That's how they survive. They're going to push back. And they're going to create this emotion. And if you're tied emotionally to these issues, it's very hard to openly sit back and look rationally at the problem in the issue. So my efforts are to continue to speak rationally, to look at issues in a common sense form, and get people to think about them rather than just react to them emotionally. And that's where we've got to go. As a nation, we've got to do that. And no matter what, Trump is fighting back against that. People have to realize it. And those people in the middle need to stand up and realize that, hey, look, you've got to push back against this administrative state if you want to have your own future, if you actually want to have a republic, if you want to have a democracy. We need to push back on that. And we need to support the president and not worry about what he says or does, as long as he's following the rule of law, as long as he's trying to make the country better and he believes in America. And the opposition right now does not. They're attempting to destroy America. And that's what our liberal friends, that they don't see it. They somehow feel justified that, well, though, this is against a fascist dictator. Well, that's all contrived. It's media contrived. It's politics. And it's twisting the story so dramatically, really undermining faith and confidence in each other and, of course, the nation. And that's not a good thing. You can sit back and say, is that good or bad? Do you hate America or do you love America? Do you want to tear it down or do you want to build it up? These are very clear directions. And the team with President Trump want to make it better. The opposition, Black Lives Matter, the anarchists, Antifa, even the Democratic Party saying we've got to reshape America. I don't believe we do. I think we need to just work on it, make it better.
I agree 1,000%. Another editorial coming up on that regarding a new direction that I'm taking with our program, and you'll be hearing more about that here within certainly, hopefully, the next half hour, 45 minutes. Jimmy, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Always.